Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 11th. You'll be interested to know, 26 years ago, today, in 1998, the Judiciary Committee of the United States House of Representatives recommended three articles of impeachment against President Bill Clinton, with a fourth article added the following day due to actions related to his affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. This event marked a significant moment in American political history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect high to waist-high swell on Wednesday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect knee-high swell with occasional waist sets, remaining glassy early and becoming semi-choppy as winds shift onshore. On Friday, expect waist-to-stomach-high swell in the morning with glassy conditions, fading to waist high in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's fair to choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot outgoing high tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be 0 foot at 12:30 a.m., with a 3.5-foot high tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 41 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for mostly cloudy skies today with a high around 63 and a light north wind. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 50 and a gentle breeze from the northeast. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 59 and light southwest winds. Patchy fog may develop at night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Friday starts with patchy fog, then remains mostly sunny with a high near 58. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Saturday brings partly sunny conditions with a high near 60. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunday continues with mostly sunny skies, reaching a high near 60 and a low around 52 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Ryan emphasized its importance, stating, "This is a vital access point for the public." While the California Coastal Commission expressed worries about the proposed repairs, the city maintains that the stairway is within its jurisdiction. The repairs, expected to take 3 to 5 months, will be funded entirely by the property owner. Now on to sports. Rumors are swirling about the negotiations between former NFL head coach Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina regarding their coaching vacancy. Reports indicate that Belichick has presented the school with a 400-page organizational Bible containing demands he is unwilling to negotiate. This document outlines structure, payment plans, staffing choices, and salary minimums, requiring a significant investment from the university. Belichick envisions transforming the program into a pipeline to the NFL, emphasizing a professional training environment. However, pushback from trustees and faculty raises questions about whether the school can meet these demands. In local sports, tonight, the Kings dominated the Islanders 3-1 in Elmont. Adrian Kempe and Kevin Fiala each netted a goal, while Mikey Anderson sealed the deal. Darcy Kuemper's stellar 19 saves secured the Kings' sixth straight win. LA now boasts a 17-8-3 record. Tomorrow night, the Kings visit the Devils in New Jersey. Friday night, the Lakers, with a record of 13-11, will face the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Target Center. The Lakers will look for another win in this regular season series, currently leading 2-1. Anthony Davis, averaging 27.5 points per game, will be a key player for the Lakers. The Timberwolves, sitting at 12-11, aim to bounce back after a tough loss. In top news, in Dallas, a surgical center faced a shocking crisis as patients experienced near-fatal emergencies, raising serious concerns about safety. On August 24, 2022, 18-year-old Jack Adlerstein suffered a catastrophic incident during a routine procedure for a deviated septum. His blood pressure dangerously soared, leading to a heart stoppage, was then transferred to intensive care. Meanwhile, anesthesiologist Melanie Kaspar tragically died from a fatal dose of bupivacaine, a medication found in her system. Investigators soon uncovered a disturbing pattern, tampering with IV bags. This led to the arrest of anesthesiologist Reynaldo Ortiz Jr., accused of intentional harm, prompting calls for increased accountability in healthcare. In business news, the Bank of England is expected to maintain its bank rate at 4.75% on December 19th. Policymakers have indicated a gradual approach to rate cuts, in contrast to other central banks like the European Central Bank and the United States Federal Reserve, which are anticipated to lower borrowing costs. Concerns remain over the jobs market and the impact of the new government's budget on inflation. Investors predict only 3 reductions in rates by the end of 2025, while the European Central Bank may cut its rate by a total of 150 basis points. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $97,700. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is falling to 59 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. President-elect Donald Trump has named Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Ferguson aims to challenge censorship from technology companies and reverse Lina Khan's perceived anti-business agenda. Trump praised Ferguson's commitment to protecting freedom of speech in a post on Truth Social. Ferguson's plans, outlined in a document, include holding big tech accountable and opposing the trans agenda. Though he became an FTC commissioner in April, Ferguson will officially assume his new role on day one of Trump's administration. Trump also announced the nomination of Mark Meader as a commissioner. And in entertainment news, a installment of The Beloved, Meet the Parents franchise is reportedly in the works at Universal Pictures, marking a long-awaited reunion for Ben Stiller and his on-screen father-in-law, Robert De Niro. After nearly 14 years, the duo is in early discussions to return, joined by Terry Polo and Blythe Danner. The franchise follows the comedic dynamics between Greg Focker and Pam Burns, played by Stiller and Polo. Jay Roach is set to produce once again, with John Hamburg returning to write the screenplay. No official plot details or title have been confirmed, but speculation includes Meet the Grandparents or Old Fockers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and mythologist, Joseph Campbell. And he said, "Find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.